You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about proven ways to improve discipline. So this post is going to be super packed with actionable information that you can take home today, right now, and change the way you live your everyday life. So I hope you're going to love this episode. In the meantime, please share it with people that you know have been struggling with discipline. I, as usual, was one of those people. I used to hate waking up early in the morning, hate doing the work I was supposed to, hate really do anything that would put me outside of my comfort zone. And today, I'm happy to say that my life made literally a 180 degree shift. I'm back on the completely opposite way, making things happen every single day and loving getting out of my comfort zone. So, point number one, do physical activity every single day. I mean, 7 days a week, guys, even if it's only for 30 minutes. This is super important. I actually remember listening to a podcast about habit building, and this podcast said, you know, like, if you're trying to instill a new habit, you can't not go at it only 5 days or 4 days a week. There's no way. At the very beginning, at least for the first 66 days, you should be doing it every single day, 7 days a week, because your body, your mind is not going to know the difference between the day you don't do it, the day that you have off, that you booked off, and the day that you're supposed to do it. So what's going to happen is if you tell yourself, oh, I'm going to start this new habit of physical activity, but I only do it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, your mind, your body is not going to know that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you're actually taking it off. It's just going to say, oh, we can choose when to do it and when not to do it. So next week, on a Monday morning, if you feel like you're not supposed to do it, you're like, oh, I'm tired, right away you're going to tell yourself, oh, you know what, I can still take a day off today and be fine. And then Tuesday comes, you're like, oh, I still have 2 days that I can take off this week, so I'll take Tuesday off. And then Wednesday comes along, you're like, oh, I still have a third day that I can take off, so like today's going to be Wednesday. And then by Thursday, guess what's going to happen? You haven't worked out at least from Sunday, but if your last week's day off was on Sunday, you haven't worked out for 4 days, guess what's going to happen? You're going to be like, oh, I don't do this. I am not the type of person that works out every day. That's not going to work for you. So 7 days, commit to 7 days, 30 minutes. Again, as I said, it doesn't have to be an hour long workout. Do it 7 days a week for at least 66 days, and then keep on doing it. Because listen, after 66 days that you've been working out 30 minutes every single day, you sweat every single day, you're going to feel great. You're going to feel like a boss, all right? You're going to feel like you're in control. And when you feel in control, you're definitely not going to give that up very easily. That's going to be your new way of thinking and your way of doing. Point number two, take a cold shower every day and learn how to resist the discomfort. Guys, it goes back to physical activity. This is my routine, and some people say, oh, it's crazy. It's like Batman discipline. Yeah, call it whatever it is, but I know that it feels good. I do 30 minutes of physical activity every single day. I take a cold shower every single day, 7 days a week. Again, guys, this is very important. I take it, of course, right after a run, so I catch two birds with one stone, and I'm good to go, guys. I feel very, very, very good, and it's very hard for me now. Even if I am out all day until 10:30 p.m., it doesn't matter. I still gotta get in my physical activity and my cold shower. Point number three, meditate to become more mindful and avoid getting hijacked by emotions. Now again, we talked about this several times in my episodes. When I wake up in the morning, but not only me, everyone wakes up, sometimes you're in a good mood, sometimes you're not in a good mood, sometimes you know already what you need to do, you know, wake up and hustle, some days you don't feel like that. So that 15 to 20 minute meditation session in the morning, as soon as you wake up, it will help you ground yourself. It will help you stay in control of your thoughts. Once you're in control of your thoughts and your physical, you know, body activity, whatever you feel in your chest and your stomach, it's going to you know, carry on throughout the day, so that if you are in a stressful situation during the day, you're not going to feel like your emotions are hijacking your conscious and your subconscious. You're going to be in control. You're going to be like, hey, I'm feeling stressed. I'm feeling anxious. Why am I feeling that way? You're going to be able to process emotions much better. They're not going to hijack your conscious and subconscious mind, which means you can feel your emotions, but not feel like they're you. They're just happening to you. And that is the number one point that you need to keep in mind if you want to keep on performing day in and day out without, you know, being at the mercy of your moods, all right? Point number four, plan your days, journal, and monitor your performance to stick to your path. Guys, if you don't have money for a one-on-one coach, you know, I'm a one-on-one coach and I know how much it could be at the end of the day to have someone that's going to keep you motivated day in and day out. I understand if you don't have, you know, the money to spend. But you can be your one-on-one coach. You can be your mentor. You can sit down, write down every single day. How was my day? At nighttime, let's say 10 p.m., you sit down. How was my day? Did I do what I was supposed to? Did I feel good about myself? Did I make good choices? Was I disciplined? Write all that stuff down. Now, once you've written how your day went, now it's time to plan for the rest of the day, or the day after rather, sorry. So you're gonna sit down after you have monitored your day, turn to the next page over and say, okay, four things that I need to do tomorrow, no matter what, and the tasks that I need to accomplish. So again, I write down every single day on my planner, do 30 minutes of physical activity. Guys, this is super important, because if you just tell yourself, oh, I'm gonna do physical activity every day, and you don't write it down on your planner every day, it's gonna be easier for you to forget about it, or I wouldn't say forget, because you're not that forgetful, but you know, it's gonna be easy for you to cheat yourself out of not doing it. So write it down every single day on your to-do list and plan your day and watch your life change. Guys, I know it's not easy, but it's simple. It's simple to understand, it's simple to grasp, it's simple to implement, but once you're in it, it's not easy to, you know, it's not easy to stick to it. But if you are able to stick to this plan for at least 66 days, your life will change. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and until next time, up your game.